guys, I'm Heather, and I'm the oldest. She's the emotional one.
Gonna hurt. Do not.
Like, I don't know if to try to get it to come out here or here.
Jesus. Mary. Joseph and all of his carpenter friends.
Hey guys, I'm Ben. I'm the middle child.
And he's the practical one.
Okay. Oh, what am I gonna say though?
Now y'all made me nervous.
It's gonna be a time.
I'm a sensitive boy.
I'm Beth, and I'm the baby.
She's also the swing vote.
I've been hit. I got the little frilly socks and everything.
Together, we make the Music List Podcast.
And welcome back to the Music List Podcast. This is... No, it's not Ben. I started to say this Start is over. Ben with Heather and Beth, but no, actually, we're doing a little bit of a family episode today due to some unforeseen circumstances. So this is Sean, your producer normally, but I'm going to have some fun today and actually get to talk to you guys. Along with me today are my wife, Heather, and my daughter, Scrimpy, otherwise known as Hallie to the rest of you humanoids. But her official name is Scrimpy, as far as this podcast goes. So, Scrimpy, are you excited to be here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Can you elaborate,
I wanted to do a Taylor Swift episode, but that has to be saved, I guess.
Well, we're trying to save it because it's such a serious topic.
It really is, right?
So to do it, we're not calling this a throwaway episode because I think it's going to be fun.
But Taylor Allison Swift does deserve justice and time. So
okay, yeah. But the plan is to have a Taylor Swift episode with the normal crew and Scrimpy as a guest because she is by far and away the utmost knowledgeable. Yes. Person that I know, which I don't know a lot of people that know Taylor Swift, but by far that I know.
Well, I learned a lot from Beth. We'll save that for the Taylor Swift episode. Okay. Anyways.
So she wanted Taylor Swift, but we're not doing that. So that look forward to that coming later. Ben will be super excited about that one.
He's got his own Swiftie at home to help him
does.
With his list.
He does.
A couple of them. They both.
Yeah.
He does. So
he'll come correct for the Taylor Swift
episode. So why are we doing this? This internal family episode.
Okay, so
well, before you explain the
like, let me tell.
Yeah,
you.
I'm not talking about the subject of the show. We are doing this in this aspect because the other two just simply couldn't be here.
Oh, right, yeah,
and we
could not make it into the studio.
Yeah, in 114 Studios, they were not able to make it due to. Reasons that are legit.
That sounds Ben, really bad. They're just on vacation.
Yeah, they're on vacation. Yeah, like Ben like, is in Ben is in Orlando with his girl or his family at a national beta convention. Yeah. Is that correct? And the girls like awarded nationally.
Yeah, they win stuff. They win stuff all the time.
Yeah,
all three of them.
Yeah.
So. Yeah,
and I was in Beta Club and I went, but I was not awarded. Yeah. So I'm glad someone in this generation of dials was able to. I was not.
They bring home hardware.
That's true. That is those girls are a level above most people.
Yeah, like national title in what, English?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy talented. And Beth lives far away, so she hadn't been able to. She's coming later. So.
Beth and Mark do not live locally.
And we live on deadlines.
To 114. So, but do not fear. The original crew will be back.
Is that not a safety concern?
What's that?
Saying 114.
Well, nobody knows the street or nobody knew that was our address till you said it.
Ooh,
I guess it's time to watch Megan is Missing again.
Not again.
We had to come up with a cool name for our dining room, right? Because that's pretty much where this is happening. So it's where it always happens. So today's episode, and I put this out to the ladies because I I didn't know, have a clue what we could do a music list podcast on that would make sense and hopefully be entertaining for you guys. But Scrimpy.
Luckily, me being an old person helped out.
What?
Me being an.
No, yeah, that's.
Is that?
It's like,
that's
no,
what
that's,
it was.
That's pretty okay. much it.
So the category, right? Or the, I guess the title of the list, the category is What is it?
Well, okay. What is your 90 and a 35?
Which sounds ageist.
Wrong.
But now that I know what it means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So what is your nine? What does that mean? What does
okay,
that mean?
So this, I'm 20. Ew.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ew.
That's weird.
You think that's weird for you?
So I'm on TikTok, and I posted a video, and there's a trend. It says, "What is your 90 and a 35?" Meaning, what's a song that you really don't care? I mean, you care, but like. You're just,
I thought it said my 90 and a 35.
That's what it is.
And you're, I was
my 90 oh, and a 35.
Yeah, okay. So anyway.
So it's like, what song you're going to play, you're not worried about, oh, Mom. You're not worried about what's around you. You're driving, yeah. listening to this song, singing it. That's all that matters in that moment. And I posted it. And it was a really good song. Mm-hmm. And she texted me and goes, what? I was like, what? I was like, it's a trend. It's like a song you like to listen to when you're on the road. And she said, oh, well, I already checked Court Connect. I said, huh? She said, to see if you got a ticket. My mom thought that I, without telling her or Sean, that I was driving at felonious speeds. Mm-hmm. And just posted about it.
To be fair.
That is the world we live in, though, right? I mean,
I thought she might try to slide that by. So I didn't know
I'd
how.
Be in jail.
You'd probably be arrested.
Well, you would
probably
only said, if you got okay. caught.
All right, fine. Well, let's go round robin here. What's the worst ticket you ever got?
I'm actually not going to say anything because I don't even want to have to knock on wood.
You don't have any tickets. Yeah,
you don't have any tickets, right?
No, I got let go with a really God blessed warning. Y'all were there. I called
oh,
y'all.
Oh, yeah.
But that wasn't a speeding ticket.
Yeah, we're talking like speeding ish.
I'm not gonna. I'm keeping my mouth shut, so I don't even have to be like.
Ooh.
What? Do you have any speeding tickets?
No. Well, now I have to knock on wood. That's what I was saying. Y'all just ruined it for me. I'm gonna get one now.
Breaking news.
Because
Hallie lost her car.
Because my own mother is a speed demon. And so
listen,
now
we're not talking about me right now.
What is your worst
Sean,
ticket?
Sean, what's your
then?
Worst ticket?
14 over.
14 over. What
so. I think it was a 30 and I got like a 44.
Okay. Well,
mother?
Well, mine was
hang on, let's clarify. Not that you got the Not that you eventually had to pay for.
Just what you got written.
Just what you got written for because you have a way or had a way.
I've never paid a speeding ticket.
Exactly.
Mom.
That sounds really bad.
Oh, there was the first bruh of the episode.
Hey, bruh, there it is. My worst ticket received is, oh gosh.
I can say I've seen you. I've witnessed you talk yourself out of a couple.
Anyway, my worst.
Yes,
I don't know.
It was impressive. She listen
locally.
No, I was
interstate.
Like, yeah, we were driving, and the cop pulled her over, and she's like, she's smiling. She's not even crying. She's like, I'm so sorry. And he was like,
the Malvern came out, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. He was like, you were going this much over. And she was like, well, everyone in front of me was just flying. And I was just following traffic. And he goes, well, you were too. And she's like, I'm so sorry. And he was like, you're okay. And let her go. We went on our merry way.
Yeah.
So what's the answer?
I think the worst one is, do not do this.
Actually, wait, let's back up. How many are there?
I don't know. Not many, but it was 80 something in a 55. It was a construction zone.
Okay, you should be under the jail.
Well, I'm not. So, anyways, Yeah, it was. Anyway,
so. I have come home to Sean with a screenshot of my speed coming back home from.
Oh yeah, Live 360 does not lie. Even though Scrimpy's is always wrong.
That. Sometimes it is.
Yeah, it's Hallie's is the only one that doesn't work.
Yeah,
that's the only broken Live 360.
But so 80. So okay. Yeah. So 30 plus. Was it 30 plus?
I don't know.
You know.
It was too fast for what they wanted me to be going. So anyway, but I don't, and I may have been listening to one of these songs. I don't know. Because I do like to listen to music.
I'm gonna tell on you.
Oh, geez.
I'm going to tell on you. Early in our dating career, if you want to call it that, you have sent me screenshots. I'm like, when are you going to get here? And I've seen screenshots of like 90 plus on your speedometer. What? It's true. Don't hold back now.
Wow. Okay.
What? Anyway.
But you don't do that.
I haven't always been the best example. But anyway, we're talking about music that we listen to when we drive.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
What's your 90 and a 35?
What's your 90
I don't believe I've ever gone 90 and a 35.
Oh my gosh. Well, I hope not. All right. So,
yeah, go ahead.
So, Heather did a randomizer on her phone because we don't have whatever it is that Ben uses to pick the order. And we're not doing it quite normal. What we did is we each brought a list of the songs that make us want to go 90 and a 35. And we're going to play them as we round robin. It's me, Scrimp, Heather, and we'll play five each, right? And we'll go from 15 to 5.
Yeah.
We'll just try to come up with five. And we won't argue much because it's just opinion-based, I guess. There's no factual anything to this. So, like I said, it'll go me, Scrimp, and Heather. And my first pick, and I would be shocked if it's not on Heather's list, but it's from 1989, off the Dr. Feelgood album, Motley Crue, Kickstart My Heart. I mean, come on.
What do you think he's saying there?
I know what he's saying.
What's he saying?
It's in the...
No, go ahead. No, you got it.
It's bang on it.
No.
Oh, on his chest when he got the adrenaline shot?
I guess, but it's... that's what he says.
I mean...
Or that's what they say. That's what the internet says.
That's but Vince Neil says...
Blackow!
I don't know if y'all have ever heard a choral rendition of Kickstart My Heart. I was subjected to that on the way to many high school mornings.
You meant by me.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite ones. I do like to do choral versions of
that one specifically stuck. That one's on the dome a lot.
But That song in particular was used in the NHRA and National Hot Rod Association drag racing.
Oh, okay.
As like a theme song for their commercials and whatnot. And I what'd I say, 1989? So, gosh, I guess it was 90. I can, there are a couple songs on my list that revert back to this memory. But driving down the interstate in my Mustang, which was the wrong car for a 16-year-old, going just about as fast as I could go, legally, maybe, down the interstate, and that just windows down. I had my Tom Cruise sunglasses on because I was going to be a fighter pilot, maybe, mm-hmm. I thought. I had my Ray-Bans on. My hair that I had at the time, mm-hmm. you know, feathered, looking all cool, blowing in the wind. Mm-hmm. Listen, I would listen.
Listen, I'm here for that, it. But Hallie's like,
was that Flock of Seagulls?
No, not Flock of Seagulls. No, it wasn't that big. It was more, gosh.
Because there's a picture of you with one part of your hair.
Yeah, no, I had a Flock of Seagulls moment. But that was more of a skater type moment. Like freestyle and BMX, and it wasn't Flock of Seagulls because they weren't heavy enough, so that wasn't my thing. But it looked, but the hair looked like it. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie,
it did.
But again, I had hair, and my, you remember the gosh, what were those t-shirts? Oh, no fear, no fear t-shirts.
Yeah,
like no fear, like because you wore a no fear t-shirt, that meant you had no fear.
Right. Clearly,
right?
Said so. Right on my t-shirt.
No fear bungee jumping.
Yeah.
Never bungee jumped.
Yeah.
No fear skydiving. No. Never did. Not gonna. None of that. But people thought wearing my jorts.
I'm sure they. Listen, yeah. They probably like, you know what that guy t-shirt? Just got back from doing?
For sure. Yeah.
Bungee jumping.
White t-shirt. You know, sleeves rolled up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Show off the tan.
Mm-hmm.
Your Levi's jorts.
Mm.
Yeah, for sure.
I can't say I'm really, really happy that you don't wear jorts anymore.
Nope, no jorts.
They're camo, but they're not jorts.
No, those are cargos.
Sorry, my bad.
Jorts were comfortable. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. They were nice. Maybe they'll come. They're still in for dads, but you got to have the New Balance.
They're not in. People just still wear them.
Well, okay. So, but my number one, and still, if I'm driving down that road, I may not go 90 and 35, but I think I want to.
Yeah. You're also not driving a Mustang anymore.
Safety moment. I don't do it.
And you have to put your seatbelt on because your car is going to tell you about it.
Yeah, it won't shut up. So that's my number one, Kickstart My Heart, Motley Crue.
It's a good pick.
And everybody should take a moment when they're on the interstate, turn that song on, turn it up. I'm telling you, it'll make you feel like you're going 15 miles an hour faster than you are. So, that's my number one pick. Scrimp, what you got?
Oh, she's like, hit it. I'm not even, no intro. Oh,
I don't know what this is.
Oh, golly.
No intro. Oh, wait, I'm kind of getting it.
I'm so proud.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
That you even know this song. Long intro.
Oh,
such a good song. Okay, what can you tell us about it?
It was released in 2002.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Like Beth,
before you were born.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. That's the music I was raised on. I was raised on a lot of rock music from all years and decades.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of like the poppy stuff I listened to really came from like Grandma,
yeah,
or Nana and Beth.
Mm-hmm.
But what I listened to when Mom was driving was 80s, 90s, and 2000s rock. So I remember listening to that in the car, and then when I was able to drive myself, a lot of Audioslave was played on Highway 67.
Yeah.
And that song was usually at the top of my, like, it's not fun leaving your friends, like, having to come home. And sometimes you just want to feel like you're in a movie. And that song just makes me feel like I'm in a movie on the road. Obviously, it talks about, like,
yeah, being,
you know, on the highway. But it's just something about, because the song itself is about, like, being alone and being bigger than whatever everything else is.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just a good song to, like, be alone in your car. Because there's songs that are fun to sing with your friends in your car. But that one's good to sing on your own. You can scream and not sound like Chris Cornell, but think you do. And I just love that about that song. It's one of my favorites.
See, I always that song made me feel kind of chill. But now that I think about it in the context that you're saying, I can see where it's kind of like you're all alone. Just roll.
Yeah, like I'm just in my car and I'm only the only thing I'm thinking about.
The only thing in the world at the time
is that song.
Yeah,
and I like songs that can do that.
That's pretty cool.
That are
never thought about it like that.
Yeah,
I like it.
I like it. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, proud parents over here.
All right, is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Does anything need to go in this thing before I play it?
No.
We're in the age of Bluetooth, mama.
Oh, yeah. I'm one of those old people that can't. Listen, all my songs are from the 1900s, every single one of them. So we need to change the intro. So, like, hi, guys, I'm Heather, and I'm the old one. Let's just call it what it is. But look at her. She's not even arguing.
Well, you're the oldest. What do you want me to do?
Yeah,
no,
I mean,
it's true. But I'm just learning to own it. Okay, so mine is Thunder Kiss 65 by White Zombie.
So good. Oh,
I almost
had it. I miss this.
Dracula on my
list.
What he was saying in 1992. I didn't know then. I don't know now. Don't care. It just makes you want to drive fast.
Oh my gosh. So. All right. Immediately, number one, that song makes top five.
Okay.
It's not even mine.
I
cannot believe
one.
I forgot that song. Mm. Oh, I'm so jealous.
I almost put Dracula on my
list.
Like, it makes my next pick.
It may appear later.
It makes my next pick really dumb.
What you got?
To the public, it's
I mean,
make.
I don't think that... I mean, it's from 1992. I don't think it deserves a lot of... I mean, there's not a lot of... It just makes you want to drive fast.
Oh,
so, that's all.
It's so good. And so many of his songs are...
Oh,
are
yeah.
Are just driving...
Yeah.
Somewhat nonsensical.
Yeah.
But who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, that dude... Such a genius, too.
I mean, I want to go somewhere right now.
Such a, like, he is the only one... I mean, this is getting off the music topic, but they can create a movie that I can't watch.
Yeah, that, listen, that is my favorite franchise, and I'm not stoked about that era of the franchise, but they are very on brand for him.
What are you talking about? Oh, Halloween?
The Halloween movies.
I'm talking about any of his movies.
Oh, yeah, they're like gross. They're gross.
The House of a Thousand Corpses and the ones that follow. Listen, if you don't know, which most of you, if you don't know us, horror movies are as much a staple in our home as
water.
Breathing water. It's true. That's Halloween, horror movies, and we are Christians. Don't
I just like to be scared.
The scary stuff is exciting and fun. I've tried to watch House of a Thousand Corpses like 3 times.
Mm-hmm. I take pride in that I can watch stuff that you and Mom can't.
You have a tolerance shuddering, tolerance for gore. Yeah,
that's gross.
I don't like.
But
gore.
That is one movie that I have to go. Ugh.
Oh, fun!
It's not
it's
even the
time for a fun fact. Fun fact. Yeah, I went to. I waited till that movie came out and drove to Bella Vista by myself, and I was the only person in the theater and watched that movie all by myself, except the end is weird and the end is scary, and you're like, what if somebody comes in
here?
Oh,
you thought you were going to get got.
I did think I was going to get got, but I stuck it out.
Hold on.
And
Dana
I watched
raised
it.
You. Why are you going to a movie theater by yourself?
I know. I watched the Final Destination 5 by myself. I watched Rebel. Paranormal Activity by myself.
She was a rebel.
Well,
is a rebel.
I did some stuff that
wasn't
smart.
Isn't that the one time as an adult that Nana and Pops got mad at you because you went somewhere and didn't?
I don't know.
That story.
No, I'm sure they got mad at me and other stuff. All right,
but it's not the gore. It's the I feel like these people could really exist. Like, most horror movies are kind of so far out there that you're like,
yeah.
It's kind of...
He has an aesthetic.
It's kind of awkward, but, like, he makes you feel like these people are next door.
Yeah.
And they're just waiting on you to go outside, so... But anyway, that's... man, I'm jealous of that pick. Really jealous of that pick. So, all right, so my turn again. And this is... Golly, now it's a letdown. But I still agree. I still think it's a great song. It comes from the best era, and I'll probably get a lot of hate over this, the best era of Van Halen / Van Hagar, mainly because it was that time in my life when I had the Mustang, had my Tom Cruise glasses.
I wish y'all could see the fear that was in Mom's eyes. When he said that,
I'm a Van Hagar guy. I love Van Halen too, but I also love Van Hagar. But this song, I drove.
I did not
drive 90 and a 35, but I drove really fast. So it's from 1986 off the 5150 album, which is a great album from front to back. You should listen to it. Dreams by Van Halen. Can you see the Blue Angels flying right now?
I can.
Just
because that's what's in the video.
Exactly.
This feels like an 80s movie.
Hey, you kind of want to hear Kenny Loggins sing this, don't you?
Like the opening of it.
Yeah. But it's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, stop doing the jazz hands. That song is fantastic.
It's uplifting.
Uplifting?
Yes.
Okay, sure. Whatever. I love it. I think it's a great song, and it made me want to drive fast. So,
it sounds like you should be doing a step touch to it.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very upbeat, up-tempo song. It's cheerful.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. I'm not dogging it.
What's a step up? Or step what?
It's step just, touch.
It's a very white girl dance move.
We did inquire a lot.
She'll show you.
Oh, okay. I believe you. So, that is my number two pick. We are now on to Scrimps' second pick. And I await her to tell me. She says, go, we go.
That was Messy by Lola Young. She is a really good artist. She's actually featured on like Tyler, the Creator's newest album.
Mm-hmm. I love this song.
She's a great singer. But there's a part, she builds the whole song, and then there's a chorus and a bridge towards the end where she's like yelling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so fun to sing without looking at what it means, because that's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
It's just fun to, like, scream that song.
It's like rage driving.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I love rage driving. I don't know why. I just do.
Don't say that to your parents. It makes us scared.
I'm fine. Anyway.
I'm fine.
But the song itself, I feel like being a young adult girl, it talks about, like, no matter what I do, I could do anything. It's still not going to be enough for someone.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, boys suck. So.
Yes, we do. Stay away from all of them.
Yeah. So sometimes, I mean, sometimes just how you feel.
Yeah.
Because sometimes.
Sometimes when
boys are stupid, boys are dumb.
When you're an old girl, you still feel like that.
Yeah. And so it's just a song about, like, no matter what.
Just girls feel like that.
Oh.
No matter what, like, it's just never going to be enough. But and it's annoying. It's so annoying. Because, like, she's not even sad in the song. She's just mad.
Mm-hmm.
She's just mad. So that was one. And then a lot of people said, and this made Mom almost cry when I told her, a lot of people related it to being, like, an only or the oldest child.
Hmm.
Talking about your parents.
Hmm.
I feel like every girl, no matter what order, has a moment with their parents that they feel like the world is crumbling around them and their parents hate them. And then their parents feel like the kid hates. It's like a canon event that I feel like every teenage girl has to go through.
Yeah.
And so sometimes
it's messy.
Yes, girl. Right. Yeah. So it's just, there's a lot of ways you can interpret it, but it's just fun to scream.
Yeah,
it's just fun to yell.
I'm noticing something.
What?
That I'm old. Like the
bless your heart. Like you're just now. I mean, that's awesome that you're just now figuring it out that you haven't felt that way before.
My point is, is that when I think of, like, and we've had this many discussions before about, I'm a drummer, you're a singer, y'all are both singers, mm-hmm. So lyrics are extremely important to you guys. 90% of the songs that I play, I couldn't tell you 50% of the lyrics that are in that song. I feel emotion through beat and tempos. And let's be honest, driving fast is usually about an emotion, not necessarily, you know, a tempo or whatever, but it's about emotion. But I'm learning. My point is I'm learning.
I think that it's
and I've heard that song before, and at first I was like, how's this make her want to drive fast? But then you explain it, I'm like, oh, wake up, grandpa. You know, if this podcast brings out anything or accomplishes anything, is that we all learn something, and hopefully everybody out there learns something too. But it's refreshing, I guess, for lack of better words.
I think that no matter what way you take it, to be able to take a song and feel an emotion out of it is a gift.
That's true.
Because there's some people that, like, you'll show them a song and they're like, cool.
Yeah.
I'm like, none of this is resonating with you. No.
Yeah. And I don't understand that either.
I don't either. And so I think, like, I've seen people.
Those are dead people. Those people are dead.
There's more of them than you think. And so I think. Because, like, I watch people on YouTube, because I'm a nerd, react to albums.
Oh, yeah.
And I think to watch people cry or, like, feel large amounts of joy, I think that's a gift to be able to internalize music so much. In whatever way, whether it be through rhythm and drums or guitar. Yeah.
And to be able to create it that make people feel like that.
Yes.
That's huge.
Well, and I was watching a documentary about a woman, and I probably showed it in class about this woman who was a Holocaust survivor.
No.
And she survived the concentration camps because she knew how to play the piano, and she could play music, and then they could record her playing music and then play to the world, say, see, we're not mistreating these people in this concentration camp. We're letting them play and do music, and they're fine. And it was all about her and her positive attitude, but she had a friend that was a cellist that said that her father told her before she went into the camps, put as much into your head as you can, because, you know, they took all their books, they took all of any kind of thing that they could have tangibly, but he said, put as much into your head as you can, because nobody can take that from you. And so to be able to take music and, you know, internalize that, and when you come up on something that is, you know, that's why, you know, like, we have song lyrics for every occasion. We speak in song lyrics like they're a different language, you know. And so.
And, like, watching, like, dementia or Alzheimer's patient. I didn't say that right.
Alzheimer's, yeah.
Yep. Well, like. How they'll just be sitting there, and then you'll put headphones on them and to watch them just light up and go back to wherever they were when they first heard that.
Yeah. It does. It fires something in those synapses that isn't touched by anything else. So,
if you don't react to music, I think there's something wrong with
you. Isn't it crazy? I mean, think about it. There are so many people in this world. I mean, we're lucky because we understand music, we perform music, we are invested in music. But the people that they're my papa, for instance, I cannot, number one, never a greater man that I've ever known, but number two, I never knew him to listen to music.
Yeah.
And now he would watch a Cardinals game or a NASCAR race all day long, but I think of the joy he might have missed by not being into music is kind of silly to us, because it's just part of our life. some people just aren't into music. Mm-hmm. And it's, I think it's just because they, maybe either A, they weren't subjected to it, or were told it was bad for them at some point, maybe. But music is, I mean, it's biblical. Music is a gift, right? So.
And I was very, I mean, there's two generations of bands in my family. And yeah. So I just, Pops, your dad was in bands.
Yep.
And y'all are in bands, and my dad was in a band. So mm-hmm. It's just, that's all I've ever known. So music's really been, I mean, I can go to y'all shows and fall asleep because that's just what I grew up around.
It's not because we suck.
No, it's just because that's what I was around.
Well, it's like another language for you. Yeah,
so that's like, I mean, I have to go to sleep with music playing because that's like just where I'm calming.
Oh, yeah.
The most calm.
Yeah. I mean, I've been told in every band I've ever been in, you are too emotionally invested in the songs.
Yes,
you know,
girl.
But I don't know any other way to be, if you, especially if you're a performer, if you want to, you know, I mean, that's what I think it does a disservice to music. If you just go
just
out there
and stand there and
sing the notes, that's, you know, but it gets complicated when you get emotionally attached to a song. But, all right, it's my turn. And this, I haven't done a repeat of bands yet. I have two on my list from this band. And it was very difficult because I think that really this band, the whole album, I mean the whole back catalog, not just this album, of this band makes you want to drive faster. Specifically think of driving fast to this song because I did very often. You know, when we would, you know, if you would be cruising downtown Malvern or whatever, I mean, just this is windows down, music turned all the way up, as many people in the vehicle as possible. Everybody's singing. Everybody's bobbing their head. Everybody, you know, and I just think nights in the summertime, just music as loud as you can get it. And then, so you've got that AC/DC just driving rhythm, but then underneath you've got that guitar lick, just this undercurrent of momentum, speed. And so... I think just about any AC/DC song will get you driving faster.
There was this post, and it was on TikTok because that's where I get most of my things. Someone, I don't know how or why, thought that World War II ended in like 1982. And so it got these two people talking on this podcast about... like soldiers listening to like AC/DC.
Oh, bless it.
Talking about like, can you imagine listening to like Back in Black? And he goes like, I'm doing Normandy alone. Like,
just think if they'd had AC/DC in the 40s.
I know.
Exactly.
How would we have fared?
Like, I feel like, I mean, we won. I feel like we probably could have done a lot more.
Yeah.
If that was, like, the soundtrack.
If we just had some AC/DC.
And not, like, Edelweiss. Like, like, if we had AC/DC and Black Sabbath, we probably could have. Just saying.
Oh, yeah. Listen to War Pigs before you go out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think you could pick an AC/DC song that probably couldn't make this list.
Right.
I mean,
Back in Black was.
Do they even have a ballad?
I don't think
period?
So.
Period. I don't think so. One. I think everything is in 4/4. I think everything is.
It's almost.
It's just hammered down.
It's 4 on the floor on every song.
Yeah.
And it is in a tempo of about 80 to 95, every single one of them.
And he's kind of talking. He's not really singing in, like, the choruses. He's just kind of yelling. So it's really easy to, like, sing along.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter if you're good. You know, you don't have to be good to sing any Brian Johnson. You just scream
you
just
it. No, you just got to sound like Brian Johnson.
Yeah, you know, and, I mean, Thunderstruck, Back in Black, Highway to Hell, Hell's Bells. I mean, like,
I can't
yeah,
say
even the old Bon Scott stuff, it's the same feel.
Thunderstruck does make you run faster.
Yeah. You know,
100%.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it's just the whole back catalog is just.
And I mean, I'm not downplaying AC/DC at all, but it's all so simple, except for the Angus solos, which can be pretty, pretty intense. But musically, it's so simple.
That's what makes it good.
That's what makes it perfect.
I think that's what taps into that primal, just, you know.
That's what makes
like anyone can do it and sing it, so it's
or you
fast.
Think you can, for sure.
You know, just do it fast.
Yeah, and it's, man, it's another one I didn't put on my list. Thanks, babe. But.
What is your third pick?
My third pick, and I've done this before when I've been on the show. My third pick probably should have been my first pick.
Okay.
You know, back in the whole...
Yeah,
when I changed my mind halfway through.
Mm-hmm.
This song is from, believe it or not, 2004.
What?
Wow.
Good year, right? 2004.
Yeah, it really was.
Good year.
Preach it.
It is by probably my favorite... current band, Alter Bridge.
Oh.
It's called Metalingus.
Yes! This was on my long list.
It should be.
I listened to this on the way home from work today.
Like, I don't even think I need to say anything.
I think it's funny how we're talking about how we relate to music earlier. That whole time I was singing and Sean was drumming.
Like, seriously.
It speaks for itself.
Like, I want to, I don't run, and I wanted to get up and run. Right?
I mean, do.
Yeah,
that's on my running list.
And there's so many songs like that. But I mean, Miles Kennedy's a constant subject on this podcast. Mark Tremonti sometimes, but absolutely should be. The whole band, which is, if you don't know, it's Creed minus Scott Stapp.
And
plug in
Edge.
Oh, well, yeah, and there's the WWE part too. Yeah, for real. But it's Creed, take out Scott Stapp, insert Miles Kennedy, which even
upgrade.
Even yeah, according to everybody I know,
but Scott Stapp.
Yeah, everybody but Scott Stapp, and I'm a Creed fan, but I understand this is a different animal. So, man,
yeah, that's a good pick.
Turn that song up in your car, in your ear pods or whatever when you're running, and let
it
loose.
It doesn't ramp up either. It's just kicking the teeth.
No, and me and you've had this conversation a couple of years ago. Our hometown football team won the state championship, and they started this. Traditioned where they come out and walk through the stands, you know, the guys come out through the stands, I think, to welcome to the jungle, right?
Yeah.
Which is still great. Don't get me wrong. I mean, that's a great football entrance. Can you imagine, like, a good football stadium with a huge sound system and that song just starting at the beginning and the smoke coming out of the helmet that they're going to run through? Just the energy you could get out of that.
The cheerleaders and the mascots had to run out in front of the football team. And it was scary enough without music because you thought you were going to get trampled. I can only imagine hearing Metalingus.
It might make you run faster.
You know what?
So you get tackled by them.
I didn't run fast.
Well, you're also in a costume.
Yeah, I was
with
in
a big old
full
head.
Fur. I probably broke records with as fast as I ran, trying to get away from
six foot two
big football players who are really fast for their size. That was scary.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So we're on. That was my third. So we're on to Scrimpy's third, right? All right. She just smiles and grins and hits play. Oh! Oh!
Yeah.
What is wrong with me?
This one you're pulling out on the side street, getting onto the highway.
This one of those you don't have to like put it later on in the playlist.
We may have to have a top 15.
You can just go ahead and play it.
We just may have to say they all win. Here we go.
This came out in 2007, so little three-year-old Hallie was listening to Barbie, the Chipmunks, the Doodle Bops, and Foo Fighters, and the Clash. So
yes, we were playing this at the time
because I was raised right. I just remember sitting in the car in the old Xterra in the back seat, and I mean like headbanging so hard to this.
It's so good.
It's just, and it's like, because the whole song's about like question authority or whatever. And like, if you're not yourself, then what are you? Like, get right.
Yeah.
And it's not just talking to yourself. It's talking to other people like, get your stuff together. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. And it's just a fun, angry song. That's a theme, apparently, with mine. But it's just a fun, like... A fun, like, I'm mad. I don't know about what, but I want to scream about something. And Dave Grohl is amazing. I love Dave Grohl.
And the video. Like, when the video, when that wall of water hits, it's just like...
Yes.
Like, pow. Man.
That and Learn to Fly were my two favorite music videos growing up. That and Aranthi, According to You.
Oh, yeah. So
good.
Yeah, forgot about
it. Like my favorite, I had an iPod Nano and it only had a few videos on it. And those were three of the videos on it. Oh, it was so good. But
it's
that
funny
one,
we're laughing about an iPod Nano when we had Walkmans.
Walkmans.
But it was just, and it's like the guitar, all three of us were like plant air guitar.
Yeah.
Like even if you don't know it that well, you're playing air guitar.
Oh,
that song.
Yeah.
It's just so good.
I learned to play this song. I actually knew how to play it.
I was sitting here watching you. You were air guitaring just now.
Yeah, I was. Yeah,
you were good. It was good too.
It's just one of the best.
It's so good.
Like you can scream it.
Yeah.
Ugh, it's just
I gotta throw a shout out to us as parents.
I'd like to thank
all my parents, y'all, dad, like
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what I was raised on.
The Foos are, I mean, we all love the Foos, but that was the best song to pick from now. Mm-hmm. Man, I am so, what was wrong with me is the problem. Why didn't
and
I
that's
pick
not
that?
Even my favorite Foo Fighters song. It's just the best one to drive.
Oh, for
to.
Sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's funny that you mentioned that we had, so like, good. You had an iPod Nano and, like, we had Walkmans, but I also was known to carry around a full record player. I did. When I was little, my very favorite toy was a red record player, and I would just take
was that,
it.
Was that in the era of corrective shoes?
Yes.
I knew it.
I have,
Olivia Newton-John poses up against the door frame.
Yeah.
I know that about you.
Uh-huh.
And in past Christmases, I have tried to find
the red record
player. And I have found a couple on eBay from time to time.
Yeah.
Holy majolies.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's,
what they want for those things now.
It was just, it was in a little plastic case and the little cord would wrap up in it. And then you just, and you'd carry it with your little handle.
She had this outfit and it was,
have records.
There's pictures
of
her with this record player, like a red or green, I can't remember, shirt with a white collar. It was very pointy with bell bottom or like flare jeans and her white corrective shoes because she was pigeon toed. And it is just and her bowl cut.
My Tony Tennille.
Yes, her bowl cut with her bangs that like came right to her eye, and it was perfectly uniform. And it's one of my,
we may have to
best.
Find
I
some
think
pictures.
The HIPAA restrictions have passed.
We may have to put some photos onto the socials. All right. So anyway, I'm on my third one, and I'm going to pick a Van Halen song as well, but from the superior Van Halen times and the superior Van Halen frontman. It's Panama.
Oh, gosh. That's good, too.
Good singer to just shout that at the top of your lungs.
Like, he was a good singer. He is a good singer, I should say.
Yeah. And so anyway, I don't have a lot to say about these songs. I think that you can hear them and decide for yourself if you want to go out and drive fast.
Right.
So that's it. That's all I got to say about that.
And it's it's Van Halen. I mean, can't complain about that.
Nope.
In that 1984, and that's obviously, it's one of the world's, you know, favorite Van Halen albums, because it's a lot more produced than the early stuff, but it certainly is a lot more commercial.
Yeah,
and you can tell it's so good. No, you're that's a good pick. My next pick. Okay. I'm going to get tons of hate for this. Tons. I can assure you. I get tons of hate even within the room that I'm sitting right now.
What? What is it?
It is from 2008.
What is it?
Take out your hatred for this. And put yourself in a car.
Mama, I love you. It. If it is Nickelback, I'm not going to hate it.
And put yourself in a car. You might be a little angry, or you might be a little excited, but put yourself in a car and tell me this doesn't make you want to go.
I knew it! I was going to get them all the Nickelback cars. We got this one.
I mean, say what you want about my boy Chad, which you have lots to say about my boy Chad. That song kicks.
With the noodle hair?
Well, I don't care what hair he has. But that was noodle. No. It kicks. That was not noodle hair era.
It slaps.
Don't. Stop. That's fine. No, it's okay.
It's a bop. I'm just saying that to horrify you. Yeah,
it worked.
I think I was able to keep our E rating. I think I pulled it down on the bad word. I hope I did. If I didn't, I'll go back and bleep it out. But man, it just gets you angry, gets you happy, gets you driving fast at the same time, gets you running fast, or at least want to keep going. Mm. Right, man, it's so good, but. I know that's not going to make the top five simply because of the artist.
Listen, I have been outvoted for lots of things. So that don't never say never.
I just, it's good.
Am I right, Bruce Dickinson?
Yes, Bruce. I'm on your side, Bruce, to an extent.
Anything can happen.
But that's my pick. Burn It to the Ground by Nickelback off the Dark Horse album. And I am unashamedly a Nickelback and Creed fan. You can stamp it, you can time date it, you can do whatever you want. I've bought all the albums or downloaded them, whichever one you want to choose, and I will keep doing it because it's good.
Okay, anyways.
Oh, wow. I felt the disgust.
You felt she was with you for a minute, didn't you?
Yeah, but anyway.
So I don't know. Y'all probably aren't going to like this because I'm the only person in this house that listens to, like, modern country. Probably. As mom shakes her head. This is... I'll just play it.
What is it?
At my boots too. You playing the guitar just too damn slow, like songs about heartache is all you know. I told him no won't you tell me the kind of song you want to hear about? They looked at me strange and he said something weird, and this is what he whispered in my ear.
I'm a fan. I like it.
I love Coetzel. There is a grammatical error in this song. And Mom had to point it out.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You looked at the phone like, what? Yeah. Because he used the wrong two. And I don't like that either. But but it's Coetzel. So this is actually his first album. Like 2015, and I just went to a Coetzel concert last September, and he didn't play this song, and I was distraught. But more than I like country, I like rock country. Mm-hmm. I like when you put that together. I like Treaty Oak and Turnpike Troubadours and things like that. But it has a bunch of like southern cliches, and this was every time the song was played in a car, it was usually down a back road. With, like, love y'all, sorry, way too many people in the car. Mm.
Doing college kid stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it was just fun to play. Okay.
That's okay. Keep going.
Don't like that. All right.
It was just fun to play because the friend group I had in college, we all like the same music. And so this was just one of my favorite songs, because we'd pass the phone around and pick a song, and this was usually mine, and it was one that usually got everyone.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
It was just very fun, and it's the guitar and the harmonica was very, us. I don't know how to, but it's just a fun song to be on a back road to.
Yeah.
Back roads that were going way too fast. We shouldn't have been going that.
Yeah. Wearing seatbelts, of course.
Oh my gosh! I don't. Ugh.
But anyway,
I'm gonna throw up.
Having fun, right?
Yes,
we're and you're alive. Fun. You're alive to talk
we're
about
having
it.
Fun. Yes, exactly. We're fine. We live to tell the tale.
That's right.
So it was just fun to be in a car with all your 20-something year old friends.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. And that's the modern country is obviously different from 70s, 80s country. Certainly different from 90s country, and then.
2010's country. 2000, talk about.
Yeah, I mean it's, but like the new stuff, I don't take the time to listen to it like I probably should, because it does get a bad rap amongst people our age as far as like not being country.
That was 2015, so that's when the Luke Bryan and the
Jason Aldean and
that's when that was, and that's when Coetzel was not popular. He didn't start getting popular until about 2020. When that rock,
but you
country
can see
genre
country taking a shift back to
that sounds a lot like the stuff he does now. He really hasn't changed his sound. He's probably done some more like slower songs, but there's always a large amount of that. Like I don't know how to explain it. He's just this grungy, cussing all the time, beer gut. Yeah, with long hair and
a little bit kind of like an outlaw, like a modern day outlaw.
Yes,
type
that's
feel.
That's the word I was looking for. I couldn't find it. A modern day outlaw. That's what his music's been the whole time, and he really hasn't changed.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that's the kind of country music I listen to.
Like your Uncle Ben, we know how much of an outlaw country person he is. Like, like this is not his kind.
No,
but.
I feel like he would like that.
I feel like you would appreciate it.
I think right now it's getting such a bad rap. Obviously not amongst your a demographic.
Because these are the concerts I go.
Yeah, they're
like,
all
with big groups of people.
Yeah, and like selling out arenas, and it's not just like a little section. It's like big.
When he was at the River Riverfront. Riverfront in Little Rock. It was hard. Even in the very, very back, it was pretty tight.
Yeah.
I mean, they kept the walkways clear, obviously, but it was pretty tight even in the back.
I don't know if you call it a closet modern country. I don't know enough to know anything.
I will help you.
But I'll take the help.
Because I love going.
But when I do listen to it, I'm like, man, that's actually, I kind of.
Like him and Hardy.
Here's an old man. I dig it, you know.
But you saw him live. How was he live? That's kind of that's the test.
Drinking?
No, but I mean, not uncommon for a concert, but like, is he that good?
He doesn't use a lot of autotune. He was a football player in Texas.
Yeah.
Kind of like Ben. He was a football player, but he sang.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the type of music that he liked. So that's the type of music he made.
And I like it.
He probably loved like Toby Keith, like him growing up.
Yeah.
Probably like that kind of.
Yeah, that like.
I'm just saying.
That bro.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes people on their albums are, you know, you've got as many times as you want to pay for studio time to make it good. But when you have to get out there in front of thousands of people, you know.
His songs are. About a lot of drinking and a lot about like being like a modern day outlaw, I guess.
Yeah.
Just, and he loves to fish, he loves to hunt, and he's just
a boy from Texas.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. I like it.
All right. My fourth pick. If we're talking about things that'll make you want to go fast, very few people play as fast as this man. Right here.
I knew I married a smart one.
I defy you to drive the speed limit when this song is playing. This song, it's from 1990. Melting Faces.
I think it was Vulgar Display of Power.
Is it
off Cowboys from Hell?
Was
that the album? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Vulgar Display of Power was Walk was off that.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I'd have to look it up, but I've played that song so many times. I mean, you're right. There's no way you can drive you should resist the urge to not drive the speed limit. Man, it's so good. Everything about it. R.I.P. Dimebag.
I know.
Can you imagine today what they would be putting out today?
It'd be interesting to see how they evolved.
He may have gone modern.
I don't know that they would have evolved at all.
He was from Texas. He may have gone modern country by this point. You never know.
All right, we're coming to our last pick.
Well, I had a couple to make my last pick, and I decided to pick one from the 70s.
Oh.
Because I didn't figure we would have any from the 70s.
I did not.
My original pick for this song was a cover, but I decided to... go back to the original, and it still has the same feeling. It is from 1972, from the band that gets mentioned quite a lot on this podcast, Deep Purple.
Nope.
Highway Star. I'm happy with that pick. Most of you've probably heard that song before. I'll tell you something you may not have heard is the remake done by Buck Cherry, which is they stick to the same pattern and feel of the song, just with a little more modern sound. And actually, at one point in time, NASCAR was using that as one of the Buck Cherry version, as one of their promo songs. And it makes sense. It's literally talking about a car going fast. So that's my pick. Highway Star by Deep Purple. Had to bring some 70s into this. So we're on to Scrimps' final pick.
I feel like we haven't done Don't Turn It Up Yet. I have to go to a certain spot. This is important.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll tell you when. I feel like we haven't done a genre.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Mm-hmm. Sinatra?
What?
So I'm talking about different genres. Are we going Sammy Davis Jr.? What are we doing?
Mm-mm. 1 sec.
Straight pop, maybe?
She's keeping us in suspense.
Yeah, I am. Your phone's hard to work.
Oh, now who's the old lady that can't work her phone? Still me, but you're going deep cuts.
Oh, wait, okay.
Let's start bringing it.
It's ridiculous. In the club looking so conspicuous. These women all on the prowl. If you hold the head steady, I'ma melt the cow. And forget about game, I'ma spit the truth. I won't stop till I get them in their birthday suits. So give me the rhythm and it'll be off with their clothes. Then bend over to the front and touch your toes. I left the Jag and I took the rolls. If they ain't cutting, then I put them on foot patrol. How you like me now? When my pinky's valued over 300,000. Please,
ludicrous
fill cups like Double D.
But we are.
Yeah.
I agree, though.
Listen.
Yeah.
There's one thing about me and Addison Grace Tidwell.
Oh, she calling
it's
her
that
out.
Me and her, she'll be happy
by
about
her
that.
Government name.
Is that me and her are going to blast that song as loud as her Kia can go. We're going to crank that volume all the way up and sing every single word. Because there's
listen.
Because rap is rap. Okay? It's always hype music. That's what it is.
I think Ludacris is the absolute best at the hip hop corner of this category. I think Ludacris has got it.
Oh, for sure.
I need the pride And the accomplishment I felt when I was able to sing all of the words to Ludacris's rap.
I did that several years ago with What's Your Fantasy?
So
we're not going to do that one.
Nope, we're not. Mm-hmm.
But that song, it's just fun to scream. Mm-hmm. I mean, at every party, every long car ride, just to pick me up. Just to
pick
just,
me up.
Just get everybody.
That's okay.
Because, yeah. Because, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I would definitely put that on my, if I ran, I would put that on my run list. And I would definitely put that in my
drive fast. To sing in a car for your friends or your family. I'll sing in front of Nana. I don't care.
Oh, okay.
We've sang that in the pool.
Yeah.
We've
had family sing-alongs to
we've
that.
We've all just disappointed Nana to the point that I don't think anything shocks her anymore.
Probably not. But that song is just... Poor it's Nana. Just...
Yes, but at the same time, Nana's over in the corner with her fists or her hands doing the Nana dance.
Raising the roof.
So Nana's having a good time,
it's
too.
It's just fun to put on in the car and scream the words with your friends.
I think that we need to get Ben to revive the Spotify playlist for this category.
For sure.
People will be getting some tickets. Yes.
We are not held liable.
We are not liable. That's right.
The music list, incorporated corporation business
license
is not responsible for your speeding tickets nor your insurance premiums. So, number five from you.
Yep.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
No.
Turn it up on the phone because.
Oh. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hit play. Let's keep going. Don't stop, Lemmy.
No.
Double up or quit. Double strike or split. The ace is spades. The ace is spades.
Man.
Yeah.
Like, I got chill bumps. Because it's... I don't know what you guys can hear in your cars or wherever you listen to it, but it's pretty loud in our ears.
It's loud in our ears.
It's loud in our ears, and man. Just,
I got some good speakers in my car, too. So
look, I got
like,
chill bumps.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. Why didn't I pick that? Anyway, so that's, we have 15 songs.
We have 15 songs. Would you like to hear what they are? I feel like,
yes. Beth. Yes. Okay. I do want to hear what they are, but I'm going to make a suggestion.
Yeah.
For the listenership to not have to listen for another 30, 45 minutes, because we've gone longer than what we thought we would go, because we're picking five each instead of three each. Mm-hmm. I think it's been fun. I've had a good time. If you had a good time.
Yes, yes, yes.
My gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yippee.
Yeah. I think we've created a good list, right?
Yeah.
Maybe we just do a top three.
We're all going to bed angry tonight. Hope y'all know.
No, we're not. I only have one that I would fight for. I have one that I would fight for.
Which is?
Well, we'll get to
But yeah, we'll get to that. Let's just create a top three. Just for time's sake.
Why would we remove two spots?
Mm. Well, all right, let's go. All right, fine. Let's go.
Well, hold on. Let's talk about what we picked. And let's talk about what we didn't pick that was on our list. Because I had some more.
Oh, you had some gems. Some bangers.
Oh.
Did you have some? Some lit things?
Lit.
I don't know.
Hey, it's okay. We don't have to keep going.
Oh, she's like, you don't know.
This is when I need Mark. His puns.
That's true. All right, Sean has chosen Kickstart My Heart, Dreams, Metalingus, Burn It to the Ground, and Highway Star. Solid. Hal has chosen I'm the Highway, Messy, The Pretender, Song I Can Drink To, T-O-O, and yeah.
Never said he was the smartest, just said he was a good
Or should
artist.
You say yeah.
Yeah. Because,
and I have chosen.
Okay.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Hey, that was kind of funny. That was kind of funny. Can you lie?
I have chosen Thunder Kiss 65.
Oh, so good.
Who Made Who, Panama, Cowboys from Hell, and Ace of Spades.
This is going to be too difficult. That's my point.
Here were the songs that I had that did not get chosen. Mm. I also had Dragula and mm-hmm. Back in Black, mm-hmm. but I just had to pick one of each. The Distance by Cake.
Oh. Oh,
I like the song.
Yeah,
I guess I would have to think of it in that.
No, it's
in
just,
that realm.
It's,
yeah, it. Yeah,
I mean, I used to. We used to play it in the band, and I mean, I just. But I guess I'd have to think about it.
Master of Puppets.
Oh gosh, yes.
Breaking the Law.
For sure.
Judas Priest, and. Of course, if Beth were here, she would.
I'm going to wait.
What?
I'm going to guess because
go for
it's
it.
One of my list.
Okay.
Run to the Hill.
Yes, it's Run to the Hill.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was.
Yep. And I had no idea, but I knew it. I just knew.
Yeah. So, what did you have anything on your list? That
I only had
chosen?
Two other ones because I knew nobody would pick what I'd picked.
Mm-hmm.
the other one. Well, there's Inner Sandman.
Yeah.
Inner Sandman, the beginning and the slow build.
Yeah.
You could pick 90 Metallica songs and kind of all feel the same. Inner Sandman was one. Nickelback's version of Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting is really good.
Okay.
I'm just saying. YouTube it. It's a good. It does not beat Elton John's version, but. It is a good version.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What you got?
I had Like a Stone.
Oh, yeah.
Another one.
It's a great song.
It's not very fast, but it's good. That's So True by Gracie Abrams. again, Addie. Love you, Pookie. I'm a Girl Like You from Barbie, Princess and the Pauper.
Stop it.
Nope. So Series number 7.
It's funny that she had to put it down number 7. Did you think either one of us might have it and you might have to get to it?
No, I didn't feel like it deserved it.
Your list.
I didn't.
Gotcha.
Okay. The one on the these aren't numbered in order.
Okay.
Gotcha.
And then We Are Never Getting Back Together by Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's her best breakups in the car song.
See, to me it's eye opening what would make her drive fast.
Yeah.
We kind of have the same thing as far as what would make us drive fast.
There was a theme.
Yeah.
It was rock.
Yeah.
There was a theme.
But the things that you get energy from, and I'm assuming that's how it comes out in driving fast, the energy from the song, are different than what we would do. So it's interesting.
Mine were a lot more emotion-based.
True.
Yeah.
True.
But a lot more how they made me feel and how angry I was or happy listening to the song.
Well, and like I said before, your mom are singers.
Yeah.
So the lyrics are huge, right? So.
Does Addie listen to the podcast?
She's going to listen to this one.
I'll
tell you that.
We should hashtag her.
Oh, I'm reposting this and tag on her saying timestamp right here.
That's great.
So.
We love you, Addie.
So. I don't even know where to start with 15.
Well.
You want to go by like everybody's. Top five, and
I think we should all pick one from our list, and then
do the other two, so everybody gets and have three number ones.
Yeah, three number ones,
like 1A, 1B, 1C.
No, and then out of
have y'all listened to the Music List podcast?
Yes,
that is not how we do things.
I've listened to every single one of them.
True that.
You go for blood.
I know. I'm in here. All right, so
all right, yeah,
I'm good. My Metalingus is my.
I was gonna.
It's got to be on there.
Are you putting it at number one?
No, I'm just putting it's just, this. Oh, okay. Just the,
so,
mine would be Pretender.
God, see, I was going to pick that as yours, too.
Got him.
I'm still going to go with Thunderkiss 1960.
I agree.
Thunderkiss 65.
I agree. The only other one that I would put up for contention of the other two spots of mine would be Kickstart My Heart. That would be the only other one that I would think you two might actually possibly agree on. Number one, because of it's an energy-driven song, but also the amount of jokes that, and fun that we have at Vince Neil's expense around this house.
Listen, do yourselves a favor. Do yourselves a favor, listeners, and go find the whatever the translation that they do
about pies and-
on... Like Hubba Bee and stuff. I mean, it'll make you pee yourself. It's so funny.
Oh, I do. I think of my own, I would put I Am the Highway, but I think Who Made Who? I would argue for that one.
What?
I would.
No, off your list. What are you going to pick off your list?
I said I Am the Highway.
I Am the, is your secondary pick?
Yeah.
All right, so what's your next one you would pick off of yours?
I'm civil in this house.
I didn't really put these in any kind of order. I do like Who Made Who. I might go Cowboys.
I am never going to argue for against that.
I do love Pantera.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay.
So,
all right, so we've got three. So if you put Cowboys on, we've got Kickstart, I Am the Highway, and Cowboys to get into the bottom two. We got to pick two of those to get into the five, not
why
necessarily
are you
the bottom
who made
two.
Who?
I don't know.
Gotcha, girl.
Okay.
I would, I'd go Cowboys over Kickstart personally. So I would be a vote for Cowboys. I don't know what Scrimp wants to do.
I like Cowboys more.
Okay.
And then I would probably...
You're not going to like my next answer, but...
Wow.
I play to win here on the Musical podcast. Because I would pick Ace of Spades next.
No.
But like I say, I can get outvoted.
No. You'd have three.
Is there another song off Minor Mom's list you would choose over Highway?
Who Made Who?
Over Highway?
Yeah.
I would probably either.
I would pick Thunderkiss.
I don't.
That's already on there.
Oh, never mind.
I was like, it's.
I would then for the last spot, I would either. What are the two in contention?
We're talking about, you brought Ace of Spades into it, and Who Made Who.
Hallie says no.
And how, well.
I would say Kickstart My Heart.
Over.
I'm the Highway.
That's fine.
Not as far as a best song, because I much prefer.
It's more hype.
I'm the Highway.
It's more hype.
I'm the Highway is a.
It's an epic.
Much beautiful,
more hype.
Better
it's more
song.
Hype. I okay. respect it.
So I would say Kickstart My Heart in that last space.
Okay. So we got five.
Are they in order?
No. I don't think so.
Okay. Are we putting them in order?
Yeah, we are. Okay. I mean, we've come this far.
I feel like, and I don't agree with it, but I feel like the way y'all, Thunderkiss would have to be one.
Okay.
Or Pretender, because
I mean, I listen to all of these podcasts, and I'm not 100% sure how y'all or how Ben usually kind of runs the conversation and kind of figures out where to move the chess pieces to not work out in his favor always, but he, you know, vote who against one song against the other.
Deals are made. That's just
how it goes. Obviously, I think Pretender should be number one, but the way y'all reacted to Thunderkiss was...
I would... Yeah, I don't know. I'd probably put Pretender above Thunderkiss. I'd probably put it above Metalingus also.
Sorry. I've never felt that... I've never felt that joy in my life before.
Can you agree that that should be
no?
What should just, be number one?
Thunder Kiss 65 should be one.
No.
I said that. Don't look at me.
I know.
Don't look at me.
This man over here was like, what? I can't believe I didn't pick that.
I also can't believe I didn't pick Pretender.
And I'll say this. Pretender, we all had the same reaction. You two both. Because you went,
it's a great song.
And we
it's
all
It's not better than Thunder Kiss.
Oh, it's a much better song than Thunder Kiss.
Okay, so you can be entitled to your wrong opinion because I'm going to quote a housewife because I know you love them. Yeah. I didn't have a reaction to Thunder Kiss. I was like, oh, cool. I said that because y'all both reacted so strongly to it. But I also know that y'all reacted strongly to my song.
What's number two?
I would say Thunder Kiss.
Probably Thunder Kiss.
That's so stupid.
No, it's not. It's perfect. No. Metalingus has got to be number three.
Compared to...
Go Kickstart My Heart, and what was the other one?
Cowboys.
Oh, golly. Okay.
I do like Cowboys.
Okay. I would go Cowboys 3.
Yeah.
Personally. What would you go?
I would... sorry.
Duh.
What do you mean, duh?
I picked it.
Someone's still butt hurt she didn't get number one.
Oh, well... It is what it is. And then, so what's...
I would put Kickstart last.
Over or under Highway?
No.
Or, not Highway.
Under Metalingus.
Oh, for sure. Metalingus, yes. And then Kickstart, yeah.
Mom,
sure.
You have two on the board. I have one. Let's really think about that.
I mean, that's the way it's going to have to go.
Okay, so...
So we have a list.
It's a list.
Girl, you were like, I'm so proud.
I was proud of my list. I, you know what?
Of me and for to be picking, honest, for of I me am proud for of picking you. A pretender.
I am proud of you. But you know what? I'm going to just come out and say it. I'm going to come out and say it. I think my list of just five would have been the best top five over all y'all's. Thanks for joining us on the Music List Podcast.
That's an opinion.
But I'm outvoted.
Again, you're as entitled usual. To your wrong opinion.
You're outvoted.
No. You got two on the list.
I have one. So did you.
I know.
It's only fair that mine was number one. No.
This y'all both show is not about fair.
We already made the list.
I think we've established that.
We it's already not about made fair. The list. Both of y'all had the same reaction. When
we're just
I, when
proud
I said
that we...
It.
That we you know.
Yeah, there was proud in there, but there was also like legit, like, yep, this is right.
You even said.
This is right.
You even said, this one you can play as you're pulling out. And then once you get to the room, you said it.
Mm-hmm. Be honest, it just feels right.
Yeah.
It just feels right that's the number one pretender.
Fix your face. Dang.
All right.
It's a podcast.
So we have
a
list.
I don't have to fix my face.
All right.
Here's the list.
Here's the 90 and a 35?
Yes.
Here's your 90. You can start it as you slowly pull out onto the street, onto the highway.
Now you're hating on it, but you use that.
Slow.
You use that as your...
That is a plus.
You're not going to drive fast immediately.
Yes, you are. That's a plus 100 tempo.
Do you want to watch me peel up out of this driveway? No, you'd freak out if I whipped up out of here. Going
anyway, here's
90.
The top five. The top five is The Pretender by the Foo Fighters, Thunder Kiss 65 by Rob Zombie, actually by White Zombie, Cowboys from Hell from Pantera, Metalingus from Alter Bridge, and Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue.
It was very rock list.
Yeah, kind of figured it would go that way.
Yeah.
But I am going to check out Cole Wetzel. I did like that.
I will give you suggestions.
I like that. I did not expect a country to make the list, but it makes sense. So I enjoyed it. So this is the first, probably the only and last version of this particular lineup, maybe, unless this takes off. Somewhere in the Philippines,
if mom will forgive us for
if mom will if Mom will not be upset with us. But anyway, so that's the music list. We miss Ben. We miss Beth. They're off doing things, having fun. But they we wanted to get something out there for you guys and not miss a posting date. We will be back in 2 weeks. I'm not sure what the next list is about. Heather is shaking her head because she's not sure either. But we'll be back in 2 weeks.
Thanks for joining us on the Music List Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode.
She almost had it.